I kept it easy. I was trying. Someone they tried to peer pressure me into staying longer and having some more drinks after the game. Like Stooks has got to get up early tomorrow, and I don't do that anymore.
That's good.
I don't pass out drunk at 2 a.m. and then wake up for the morning show anymore.
That's good.
That's not healthy. Yeah.
And it keeps me from stressing out.
About what?
If you come late and thinking that you died on the way over and you're in a ditch somewhere.
No. I usually still come in on time if I'm hungover. I've had a couple shows where... Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, I've heard about those.
That was a long time ago. That was a different Stooks. Now I'm responsible. Okay?
Okay.
All right. But I had a pretty good time. Watched the Super Bowl. It's tough because, you know, you want to watch the game, or at least I want to watch the game. I know a lot of people just watch for the ads, like you were talking about doing.
Yeah.
Watch the game, and then, you know, if you want to go get some queso or some pizza rolls or something, you gotta hurry.
Yeah.
So you don't miss any of the action or the commercials. Or it's like, I can't wait till Prince comes up and performs, because then I can go do something.
Oh.
You know?
I was so excited to watch Prince.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah? How was your Super Bowl party?
It was good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was fun.
How much of the Super Bowl did you actually watch?
Probably an hour of it.
An hour?
Yeah.
Like the first half or something? Or?
Yeah. And then I watched the halftime show, and then I went off and did my own thing pretty much.
Wow. Couldn't be convinced in just watching the entire game, huh?
I usually do, but this year, for some reason, I don't know.
Yeah, the party I went to, we didn't really even get started till 5. Mm-hmm. And so I was leaving my apartment when people were already showing up to my apartment building for other Super Bowl parties. Now I'm walking down the stairs to leave, and I hear this man yelling. Like, I never hear any yelling in my building, at least not, like, when I first moved in there, it seemed like there was some weird yelling going on that was kind of concerning, but I've never really noticed any constant yelling or, you know, any mean type of yelling.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking down the stairs, and I hear, "I didn't want to see it anyway!" So the guy was yelling even meaner than that, right?
Oh my
gosh.
Like,
I was like, oh my God, there's a fight over the Super Bowl and it hasn't even started yet. And the guy closes the door, and like as I'm coming around the corner, I kind of look his way with like a dirty look like, you piece of... You know?
Yeah.
Because I know the woman who lives there, and she's sweet as hell. And it's like, I'm really curious as to who this clown was, you know? It's like, maybe it's her ex-husband or something? I don't know. It was weird.
Should've just gone over there and sort of beaten him up.
I thought about it, you know? I am one to start random fights with people I don't know because I heard them raising their voice.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just odd, you know? People get intense over their Super Bowl.
I don't understand why.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because it's tough for a group of guys who are passionate about the Super Bowl to watch it with a group of girls. I think that's the main reason why. I'm not sure what the deal was with that fight. But most of the times, it's hard for a group of guys and a group of girls to coexist during the Super Bowl trying to watch the game, because they watch it for different reasons, like I said.
Okay.
And like the girl like, oh, is that good? You know, when something obvious, like they scored a touchdown or something. Oh, does that mean they did good?
Not all girls are like that, though.
Right? Oh, okay. I know, but there's always one.
Yeah.
There's a group, and for some reason the Super Bowl always has to have couples, right? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't understand that.
You think the ladies would go and watch their Super Bowl and knit, and then the guys would go and drink and watch the Super Bowl and
enjoy it? Yeah, because we always watch ball games and knit.
You know what I mean.
I think I'm going to do that after the show.
Do crafts or something?
Yeah.
Do each other's nails? I don't know.
You have no idea what girls do when they're by themselves, do you?
I'm curious, yeah.
Okay. That'll be another show.
But you know what I mean, though? It's the oil and water thing. It's just not a good... It's not a good mixture to have both sexes trying to watch a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There's usually fights over it. Although, my sophomore year in college, we had this a Super Bowl party. And remember the guy I was telling you had the weird like cartoon Jayhawk tattooed on him?
Yeah.
The same guy was he's like, we're going to get a game of quarters going in the other room. And we're like, there's no TV in there. What do you think? And so he got furious that we wouldn't leave the game and go play quarters with him, and he ended up leaving. Like, this is stupid. This is boring. I'm leaving. I'm like, see ya. We don't care. We hate you anyway.